Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 68, Write Now. Last week, I encouraged listeners to try out Raymond Chandler's writing approach to avoid resisting the work of writing and perhaps write inspired. He followed two very simple rules. A, you don't have to write, and B, you can't do anything else. The rest comes of itself. How did it go? Chandler freed us to look out the window or stand on our heads or writhe on the floor, but during the time we set aside for writing, we were not to do any other positive thing. Not read, write letters, check Facebook, or heart a photo on Instagram. We were to write or do nothing. I contrasted this with the grit it out and churn it out approach that many people advise. You might have heard the quote that's been attributed to several people, "I only write when inspiration strikes. Fortunately, it strikes at 9 every morning." I shared that Barbara Kingsolver said she had no time to lure the muse into her creative process and wait for it like many writers she admired. As she explained in High Tide in Tucson, when she was a young mom, her writing time began the minute her daughter climbed on the school bus. At that point, she said her muse flipped a baseball cap around on his head backwards and said, "Okay, author lady, you've got 6 hours till that bus rolls back up the drive. You can sit down and write, now, or you can think about looking for a day job." Now, I don't know which approach is more realistic or which will produce better writing, so I thought we could give them both a test run. There's the write or do nothing approach of Raymond Chandler, in which I tend to get bored and then an idea pops into my head and I'm back to tapping away at the keyboard. Well, then there's Kingsolver's approach, where we sit down and write now, whatever we can, as best we can, to get it out and meet deadline. If you tried Raymond Chandler's approach, I would love to hear how it worked out for you, or if it worked at all. Did you sit for hours and do nothing? Or did the doing nothing part end up energizing your creativity? This week, when you set aside your 4 hours or 2 hours or half an hour to write, you'll still have to avoid the temptation to click over and check email or pop up to fold laundry. The basic advice is the same from both Raymond Chandler and Barbara Kingsolver. You have to sit there. But where Chandler says you don't have to write, Kingsolver's muse urges her, get to work, pound out some words. Chandler said write or do nothing. I think Kingsolver was saying write, period. Kingsolver's approach is that you've got 6 hours or 4 or 20 minutes or whatever until your writing time is over. You can sit down and write now, or you can think about looking for a day job. This week, as part of our experiment, try the Kingsolver approach. Sit down and write now, whatever you can, as best you can. Get it out. Get it down, and meet deadline. No stopping, no staring, no waiting, no writhing. Just write. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.